404-726-0929. That's just one of those things that you go, oh, that's an interesting trivia question. Hey, also on the way, we'll get into an NFL blitz, lots of NFL news, and Mike Conti's going to join us from Montreal, guys. Atlanta United, this is even hard to believe. Atlanta United is playing for an opportunity. It's one match. If they win, they will move on and play in a three-game series against Miami. But you got to win tonight, Mike, and literally this is a quick turnaround. So we'll get the latest from Mike Conti, who will have the call tonight. Mike and I are done at 6:30, as you will get the pregame show leading up to the kick at 7:30.
Yeah, man, as you said, the stars kind of had to align for them, and it could be Joseph Martinez. Last time we played Montreal, not so good, but it would be irony if Joseph knocked us out of the playoffs. You're winning the right to play Lionel Messi, Carl, in a 2 out of 3, so you just get one home game, presumably with Messi coming back to play at Mercedes-Benz, if you'd win.
Well, we'll see. I mean, look, I had no expectations whatsoever about Atlanta United. This goes back a few months ago, and as a show, we were talking about this, like, it's kind of been out of sight, out of mind, because there's been so much going on. But give credit to them. Now, they needed some help to get in, which they got, but they still needed to win some big games, and they ultimately did. But now here's their chance to advance potentially tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O's behind the glass. He is our engineer. Turtle is our executive producer. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
First things first, man. Hawks sign Jalen Johnson. 5 years, $150 million. Now, again, when you start looking at these NBA contracts, guys, and put it in perspective, it is a lot of money. Do not get me wrong. But, Mike, it's not a lot of money when you have guys signing for $65, $70 million a season in some instances. But Jalen Johnson, along with Zachary Richaché, now you've got your forward combo, Mike, moving forward. Obviously, Richaché is under a rookie deal. But, you know, I would tell you guys, I think he's their second best player behind Trey. It's Trey, JJ, and then Bogey. That's how I kind of see it, Mike. So he is a guy that's going to get a lot of shots. Remember, DJ is not here anymore, DeJounte Murray. JJ is going to get a lot of shots and a lot of opportunity.
Now, last year, 56 games. We'd like to see that come up a little bit. We don't want to, I mean, but that's kind of the NBA these days. It is what it is. But yeah, you'd love to see him just find a way to stay on the floor a little bit more. But 16 points, took the big jump, and you saw the difference. I mean, the moments. And that's where, you know, once we, hopefully we can make a run with this squad. I mean, I don't know what your expectation level is for Richaché. Everybody seems to be really excited about what he does well and what he's going to work on. But, yeah, this is a guy that we've always said was the bedrock of whatever the, you know, Trey 2.0 is going to be with this new-look Hawks. We'll get into it also a little bit later about what a former Hawk had to say. You knew that was coming. But this is a team that, look, play some defense, be fun in the half court. Trey's got, you know, whatever that was, whatever didn't work out with two guys, two ball-dominant guards. Hopefully now he can distribute to these guys. He can now put the ball in the basket. Let's get to work.
Tomorrow it's Brooklyn. Brooklyn! Pre-game at 7, tips at 7:30 down at State Farm Arena. And Friday we will be down there. It's Hawks versus Charlotte. Again, pre-game at 7. We'll take you all the way up until the pre-game show. Meanwhile, Big O, can I hear Jesse Bates talk about what Seattle did to hurt them? Because they've got to get those things corrected getting ready for Tampa Bay. And then we'll let you hear Justin Simmons talking about how the secondary, in his belief, can help the pass rush, which is something we've been talking a lot about. Here's Jesse Bates.
Yeah, I think some of their tempo, some of the stuff that they did, hurt us a little bit. I think the trick play, 20 yards play, and then right before the halftime, I think 35-yard pass. So it's not anything that's out of the ordinary. Just certain details we got to tighten up.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I heard Andy mention it earlier today, Andy Randy with Abe filling in, that it's almost like we've all kind of just we've turned the page quicker on the Seahawks game than we've had any other loss in recent Falcon history, even like the days of Mariota and Ritter. It was so awful a game. You know, I mean, there were some elements, obviously Bijan going for 100. There were some things that worked. You know, I think you go back and you look at moments in the game where maybe it changes, like the penalties, the Drake London, where he goes, ball goes through his hands. It should have been caught. I mean, that's a play that Drake makes, because we talk about his catch radius and his athleticism. But it was just flat. I mean, and that's the thing from the fans. You looked lifeless. And when I went back, it's like eating spinach, Carl, when you're a kid. I went back and watched the replay. There were some moments they just couldn't respond. There were plays to be made that they couldn't make.
We needed one, and nobody seemed to make it. Hey, Justin Simmons, Mike, says the secondary can cover better to help the pass rush. First of all, before we hear this, do you believe that?
Yeah, well, again, but it's all predicated on pass rush. If you're going to go in that, look, everybody says, I love Luke's comments where you get, Carl, you and I get during the game, we're in this prevent. No, it's not a prevent, okay? It's cover 2/cover 3. There's elements to how this is supposed to work. You know, when it works well, you know, the ball comes out and guys are getting clobbered. But no, when you have no pass rush from your down lineman / your outside linebacker, Carl, it's supposed to be your edge rusher, then you guys get picked apart in the zone. We saw it at the end of Dan Quinn's run. That they've got to figure a way to manufacture some pass rush. Blitz more if you have to.
Here's Simmons talking about the secondary helping.
Yeah, I think a lot of things. I think we can do a better job covering in the back end and, you know, making the quarterback hold the ball a little bit longer to give our rush a chance. I think setting them up in third and long, second and long situations where they're known pass downs, I think that helps. But, you know, also at the same time, you know, knowing that, you know, and Judon and AK and, you know, we got some really good rushers. And so we're going to see some chips and it's going to delay the rush a little bit more. And the way I look at it, man, it's what can I do better from a secondary standpoint? And that's covering communication, making sure that we're on top of it and on our job so that we can help the rush get there.
There were some breakdowns in communication on Sunday, and Simmons and Jesse Bates were both guilty at times. If you watched it in the way it was, you know, broken down in the on the TV coverage, and I'm sure Arch was talking about it too in the radio. So tighten it up, man. But do you still agree, though, that's the one flat game you get? You only get one of those, and we're back to work?
Oh, yeah. No. You don't know when it's going to happen, and sometimes it doesn't. Listen, the Chiefs, they just keep winning.
Guys, and they've already had their flat games where they found a way to get it done.
Correct. So there are teams that sometimes it doesn't matter. I mean, if I told you guys Patrick Mahomes threw 450 yards this last weekend and won, would you believe it? What if I told you he didn't throw for any touchdowns? That's flat, Mike. The Chiefs went on the road and beat the 49ers, and he didn't hardly do anything.
Well, remember the first 3 weeks of the season, guys, said Kelsey's done. Guys are on the radio and TV going, Kelsey's washed. You know, I mean, it just everybody slow your roll. The champs know how to bide their time, and they are a squad that, you know, look, I don't know where this season is going to go. Injuries, of course, affect everybody in this league, but they just, when you got Patrick Mahomes, you got something nobody else in the league has. And Lamar, and the way Lamar and the Ravens played and the way they came out in the second quarter and second half, they get the Chiefs back at home. That might be one thing, but right now, Chiefs got number one seed.
They're still 6-0. They're just and to your point about the flatness, it hasn't mattered for us. It's mattered because we're still trying to figure it out and put some things together.
We're not there yet.
No,
right.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Let me hear Raheem Morris, because as we look ahead to Tampa, Vita Vea, he played last night. By the way, we got to find a way to block this dude.
You know, we joked the other day when we had that mix-up, and Bijan almost passed him by thinking, no way I got this guy, and he did not. So, you know, no matter how many times you see that, he's not responsible for him. But Bijan was thinking the same thing. But, you know, Vita is one of those guys you got a game for. You got a game plan for. You got to get hands on him across the board. You got to make sure he's double-teamed when you can. He's powerful. He's strong. He can play the run. He can play the pass. And we don't need him crawling on us again. You know, he's a very good player that can make a lot of plays, and we got to find a way to limit his effectiveness on the game, no matter what he's doing.
Yeah, especially when it comes to the run game. But he's talking about that play last time we played him where Bijan's like, I'm not chipping that dude. and basically just let Vita Vea go, you know, like, right. Hey, I'm not going to hurt myself. He's a beast, man. Last night, the Ravens, once they got things rolling, to Mike's point, they, you know, the Tampa had no answers. And they blitzed, I think they blitzed Mike maybe the second highest blitz rate, maybe behind the Vikings. Vikings.
Right.
And so they're going to come after Kirk Cousins. They attempted to get after Lamar last night, and then things got out of hand. They kind of had to come off of it.
They got him early, and then they again the Ravens pivoted. And they made some adjustments, but yeah, we've got to be able to establish. We can't go on the run on the road and not be able to run the football. We pulled it off, but I want to see that balanced attack.